Hello, I'm Ursula James. I'm a hypnotherapist and author and patron of Anxiety UK. Welcome to HypnoSOS, short hypnosis sessions to help you get through the day. There are lots to choose from with different subjects from stress management, reducing anxiety, better sleep, and many more. Each episode is around 15 minutes long, containing relaxation and lots of positive but different suggestions each week. If you haven't listened before, please take note of the following instructions. If not, you can skip forward to the chimes where the session will begin. Find a time and a place where you can be as undisturbed as possible. You can sit down or lie down, it really doesn't matter which, as long as you can be comfortable. Use headphones. It really does improve the experience. If anyone or anything disturbs you while you are listening, you'll deal with it. Close your eyes again, take three deep breaths, and you can continue from where you left off. It is important for you to know that you are and you remain in control throughout the session, and that you do not do anything else while listening to the hypnosis, especially not driving. Finally, you can learn more about me, MP3s I offer on different subjects from phobias through smoking to anxiety and weight loss, on my website. You'll also find my books, and there's access to a free online self-hypnosis course there. Just go to ursulajames.com. And if you have any suggestions for future sessions, make sure to put them in your review. Thank you. Time now to relax and enjoy this week's episode of HypnoSOS. This week's HypnoSOS comes out at the turn of the year, often a time of reflection. So that's what this one's called. It'll just give you an opportunity to see how far you've come and, well, just think about the year gone by and perhaps, just perhaps, think about what you want for the coming one. Sit down or lie down, if you haven't already, and close your eyes. You know the way. Just allow your body to relax with your eyes comfortably closed. Move around if you want to or need to. It won't disturb you. Just as it never does when you're sleeping. And in these moments, and each time you listen to this audio, or similar ones, you can relax ever more deeply as you start to trust the process itself. Always knowing you have control. And as you sit there or lie there, your breathing becoming ever deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper, deeper. Deeper still, you can allow your thoughts to wander, to drift. And if there is anything that is truly important, those thoughts can drift to the back of your mind where they can wait for you until this process is complete. And when this process is complete, you can return to that thought and find that either the thought itself may have changed or how you feel about that thought Sometimes the thought is gone completely, and that is also fine. It really doesn't matter. Your mind will process your thoughts in the safest and most effective way for you, so you can let go of them for now. Focusing in on the sound of my voice, simply the sound of my voice, nothing else matters for the moment, not even the words. And you will find that if your attention wanders or drifts, that will be fine, just fine. It really doesn't matter either way. Whatever you do, however you experience it, you are in control. Nothing else matters. So just breathe and allow your body to relax all the way through. Relax, without you even being aware of it. Already your breathing has changed. It's become deeper, deeper, deeper still, deeper, deeper, deeper still. Nothing else matters. And you can take time to allow your mind to find the right space, a space in the landscape of your mind where you can reflect. For some people, it's by the sea. For others, it's in the mountains. Each one of us has a mental idea of the best place in the world for us to just reflect. And it really doesn't matter if you think of an image. What's important is how you feel in these moments. In these moments, you don't have to reflect on specifics. In fact, your unconscious mind will do this work for you. As you have provided a safe space, one in which you have opened a door to be prepared to pay attention to what it is that your unconscious mind tells you you need to know, you need to hear, to reflect upon the things that have changed this year, whether positive or negative, to reflect on where you are mentally, emotionally, physically, and in taking these moments to reflect, to become aware of things you might wish to change. But rather than thinking about what it is you may wish to change, you can just take your mind forward another year and allow yourself to imagine how it will feel if you have made the changes the changes that you already know you wish to make, the changes for which you have made excuses, the changes that will make the biggest difference in your life, changes that in themselves are quite small. But it's important, for in this space, somewhere between waking and sleeping, you can neither trick nor fool yourself. Your mind knows the truth. Your mind knows the truth of what you are capable of doing, and what's more, of what you are prepared to do. For in these days of rapid change, high expectations, it's important to reflect on what you've achieved and on the choices that you have made in the year gone by. And accept that it's okay not to have done these things, but acknowledge that not doing them was your choice. And so doing them becomes a choice too. A choice to be different, perhaps, better, calmer. Take a walk. Remember what matters. Concentrate on reflecting each and every day with gratitude that which has given you joy, and leaving those things that frustrate or irritate you outside. They have no place anymore in your life. It's your choice. You have control. Control over the decision how you choose to go into this next year and how you wish to end it and start the next. Small changes, that's all it takes. A 10-minute walk. A conversation that you know you should have had. Mourning or grieving. Giving yourself time to recover. All of these things are vitally important in becoming the best version of yourself, not of someone else, of yourself. You're unique. Celebrate it. It's wonderful. It's wonderful to be alive. Remember that. It really is. And you can reflect and know that what you do from this point in time is your choice. You can take it on board or let it go, but it's your choice. You and only you can make it. And in a few moments in time, you will hear me count from 1 to 10, and at the count of 8, your eyes will naturally and easily open, and at the count of 10, you'll be fully wide awake. All normal, healthy, and appropriate sensations and responses will be back with you, and you will feel good, calm, focused, and yes, more optimistic too. So ready. 1, 2, 3. More aware. 4, 5, 6. More alert. 7, 8. Open your eyes now, if you haven't already. 9, 10. Have a really good stretch. You have control. And I hope you've enjoyed this week's HypnoSOS, and I hope you have a wonderful year ahead. And do, as always, please be kind enough to share, rate, and review. It makes a huge difference to me to know that there are people out there listening. Happy New Year.